Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my
welcome to our morning of inspiration. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. This message is entitled, Examining Our Spiritual Capacity, and comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. We ask at this time that you please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourself a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, especially Sister Danielle for giving me such a warm welcome, introduction, and certainly for being a part of this ministry and the part in the role that I have played for a number of years. I'm eternally grateful. Today we want to, for a moment or so, encourage ourselves as we examine our spiritual capacity. At some point in time, Everyone's spirituality gets examined or questioned by oneself or someone. In addressing the church in Corinth, Paul declares that he had to address them as infants concerning their spiritual capacity. When we say spiritual, we refer to things that originate from or reflect the character and influence of God and His Spirit as revealed in the Bible. It's that which impacts the human spirit or soul instead of material things related to religion or religious belief. When we talk about capacity, fundamentally, it refers to the maximum amount something can contain or produce. It is about improving effectiveness and the ability to do something well. When taken together, spiritual capacity can mean doing something well regarding the higher powers possessed by the mind and the spirit of that person. Let me give you an example, a perfect illustration, I may call it. When Jack Nicholson in the movie A Few Good Men played opposite of Tom Cruise, and the famous line by Cruise was, "We want to get to the truth." And Nicholson's response was, "You can't handle the truth." See, having the capacity to handle the truth regarding your spirituality is what we want to talk about on this morning. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hereunto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, but ye are yet carnal. Whereas there is among you envy, strife, and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase." So we understand that factions were created within the church in Corinth, predicated on the person who led them to Christ or who's teaching them in Christ. And it caused divisiveness, immaturity, hurt, harm to those who, by this time, Paul said, you ought to be adults, but you're still on milk. You're babes in Christ. In other words, I want to really go in the deep areas of your of Christianity with you. But it'd be a waste because you couldn't retain it. You couldn't accept it. You couldn't internalize it. You just can't measure up. In other words, you don't have the capacity, the strength. You don't have the power to receive greater and deeper and richer truth. So I have to keep you in the elementary, in the first grade for many, many years. And maybe at some point you graduate to the second grade and I can talk to you things on a second grade level. Right now, you can only handle kindergarten stuff, and there's no first grade information. That's the analogy that we find when Paul is trying to tell them, in essence, you need to examine your capacity. You see, we're told in other places that you need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We find in also in 1 Peter talks about that we must desire to sense the milk of the word that we may grow. See, just getting baptized and getting to the church, that's great. That has to happen. But we just can't stay at the infancy level. We've got to launch out in the deep for greater taking in the fish. But we want to stay there on the shore. We'll never know what's out there in the deep. And some people are satisfied with just being on a peaceful shore. But there are those that are curiosity. Isn't there more to my church life than showing up, singing, communing, listening to the prayer, listening to the sermon, getting up, going home, back to what I was doing, which may be very little, in the name of Jesus. And we do this every Sunday, year in and year out, year in and year out. And then we say, I remember when we used to do this, when the church was like this. But you hadn't grown. We hadn't grown. Therefore, the church cannot grow. The church will forever remain an infant. And as an infant church, it has infant members because no one is examining their growth or examining their capacity as it should. See, the strength of our covenant with God and Jesus Christ, that must be examined. Not only that, the broadness of our self-management, it must also be examined. See, we never know what we can take if we never test ourselves. You know, sometimes we wonder just what would we do if they pass a law that there would be no more church on Sundays. What would we do? How would we respond? See, our self-management, that self-control, how do I conduct myself away from the building, away from the assembly, when I'm all alone, when I'm an only believer in the bunch? Do I conform to that which the world is doing because no one there in the church is there to see me or govern me or I need to be ashamed of? How do I perform? How do I act? How often do I read my Bible away from the building? How often do I pray? Do I plan to give or I have hazard to give? So all of these things we have to self-examine, but also the level of concern and likability regarding others. How well do I like other people? Can I stand to be around people who don't look like me, walk like me, talk like me? They may not even like me, but can I still reach out to them in love? And so we have to understand that when we accurately examine our spiritual capacity, that depends on our strength of our covenant. How much do I really believe in God? How much do I really love Jesus Christ and support his cause? We have to understand the broadness of our self-management. When no one's looking, how Christian am I? Do I get incapacitated from alcohol when no one's watching? What is the level of my concern for others? Do I really like other people regardless of whether they look like me or not? And how all this relates to us. But understand this. Ignorance, sinfulness provides limits to our capacity. The lesson relates to us as some of them were spiritual, some were carnal, and some were babes. It's also true with us. They had all the tools, all the opportunities, and the gifts, yet they were behind. We have a modernized church in assembly today. We got PowerPoint, we got Chromebook, we got electric Bibles, we got computer-wise, digital Bibles. They'll talk to you. The only thing is open them up and they'll read and share with you. You can even stay home if you just had to and watch service on Zoom. But there are those even then would not roll over out their bed and turn on their phone or computer and watch the service from Zoom. We're talking about examining our spiritual capacity. Let us not grow weary in well doing, for we will reap in due season if we faint not. Let us examine on a daily basis our spiritual capacity. We must be able to handle God's word and handle the truth and grow thereby. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful and delightful for all that you are and all that you shall ever be. We pray for your strength and your might that we will take the time out and sincerely examine our spiritual capacity. How much spirituality can I stand? How much love can I disperse? How much forgiveness can I manage? How much acceptance of truth and being corrected can I hold? And so I pray that we who are on this telecast would take going forward in our Christianity seriously and to start examining our capacity, and see, are we able to measure up to the expectation of God? Let us not be babes all the days of our life. This we do pray in Son Christ's name. Amen.